The Czech Republic is becoming more popular with foreign tourists. The latest figures show that in the first 3 months of this year, almost 1.3 million tourists visited the country, which represents a 13% increase compared to the same period last year. German tourists continue to top the list of foreign visitors, followed by Russians, who are the fastest growing group. I discussed the developments with Rostislav Vondruška, the head of the state agency Czech Tourism.
I'm very pleased with the numbers, of course. The thing is that it's only first quarter of the year, that's first. And second, this is a follow-up of the trends that we can see all over the world. And it shows that people have a confidence to travel, and they are not afraid so much. They don't care about the consequences of the financial economic crisis yet.
So why is it Czech Republic that's becoming more attractive, generally speaking? Is it the security situation in the Czech Republic that brings more people to visit?
That's only one reason of many, I would say, but it's very, very significant and important one. The second one that would follow is, I would say, very good ratio price and value, because you can really book 4 or 5 star hotels, excellent services for a very, very competitive prices now.
Well, some analysts seem to believe that the ratio is more inclined towards the lower price than the higher quality. Do you think that the quality of services is now coming to par with, for example, some with destinations in Western Europe?
See, it goes hand in hand always. You know, you can dump prices, and if you have zero quality, nobody would buy it. So it's not the price only. The certain ratio towards quality is required and has to be there. So I would say that the quality is very comparable to any country in the world, not only Western Europe.
Now, when it comes to the countries of origin, most people still come from Germany, but the fastest growing group are Russian tourists. Why do you think that is?
I think Germany is traditionally number one feeding markets for Czech Republic, and it's very close by, and the culture is not so different. So people know perfectly what to buy and what they want to buy. And concerning Russia, you know, there's still visa policy, which I know the situation of the issuing visa has improved a lot, specifically with Russia recently, and the numbers just show it, you know, that the Russians love to travel to Czech Republic. They like not only spas, but they like shopping opportunities and options that our country offers in active holidays.
Are you working together with the foreign ministry to perhaps ease the conditions for tourist visas for Russian citizens?
We have very frequent dialogues with that, and it's not about easing or improving the situation visa in Russia specifically, because their situation has improved a lot already, and we see some challenges more in Ukraine or Kazakhstan.
What other countries are in your primary focus for this season? Where would you like to improve? From which countries would you like to see more tourists coming to the Czech Republic?
Well, definitely a very wanted tourists are from Scandinavia, but we are looking at the markets like more or less traditional markets like Spain or Italy, which are a little bit hit by the economic situations, but the numbers are also very positive, and we are trying to find new themes like regional themes for these traditionally Catholic Christian countries.
Well, getting tourists outside the capital and perhaps a few other destinations like Český Krumlov and Karlovy Vary, that has been a challenge for years now. Have you seen any improvement over the last years? I mean, are more tourists now visiting also Czech regions?
Yes, slowly but surely. We see people finding new destinations besides Prague and Český Krumlov, as you said, and maybe Karlovy Vary, Karlsbad. And it shows not only in leisure tourism, but also in so-called MICE, so congresses and events. We are working closely with 13 now regional tourist boards, and it's a It's a long run, though. You know, it's you cannot see really results from year to year.
When you look at the quality of services that we mentioned earlier, when you compare them, when you compare the quality of services in Prague and the regions, is the gap still very big, or how do you see that situation there?
If there is an infrastructure, then the gap is not big. If there is an infrastructure, if there is a missing infrastructure, of course, there's a gap that cannot be, you know, overbridged easily, because you either have five-star hotel or you don't. There's nothing in between.
Are foreign investors, perhaps, or some of the hotel chains interested in opening up branches outside the capital?
See, I think the investment into the leisure infrastructure has slowed down recently all over the world. And I think it will take some time before the eagerness for hotel investments will grow again.
Well, this year, the major campaign launched by Czech Tourism is focusing on cultural heritage and the Czech Republic as a land of stories. How exactly should that work? How exactly are you planning to attract people based on this campaign?
Well, there are two things, actually. The cultural heritage has been worked with as a 20th anniversary of UNESCO sites. We are the country with the highest density of UNESCO sites in the world, comparing to the land, and so it's a good opportunity to show that we are the cultural historical destination. And the other thing, the new visual style, or that's part of the bigger project that we want to introduce country as a country full of stories. It happened centuries ago or just recently, and we want to show famous persons that has been in interaction either with Prague or any other part of the Czech country, and we want to motivate people. If they look at the stories, we want to motivate them to come and live their own story in Czech Republic.
Aren't you concerned that it might be perhaps sometimes challenging to explain the sometimes rather complicated historical context of some of the stories? I'm talking, of course, about the fact that the Czech Republic was not always purely ethnically Czech, which is something that the current political system has still issues to address.
That's a big challenge for sure, but we are working with a team of experts, and of course we want to relate these famous persons to the markets, to the feeding markets, where they know very, very well about that famous person that has lived in Czech Republic or visited several times. So we will not try to introduce play with Mozart in Russia, but we find the suitable historical person.
Last year, Czech Tourism had an interesting campaign trying to present the Czech Republic as an ideal romantic destination. Was that a success? Did you see the number of foreigners getting married, for instance, in the Czech Republic?
It probably didn't have impact in hundreds of thousands, but it brought a good portion of business to our historical sites, to the castles and manors. And I think that was a typical example what this campaign brought to the regional economics, because most of them were outside Prague.
2 years ago, when you were the Minister of Regional Development, you said new legislation was needed to sort of define the sometimes overlapping competences of the various bodies in the field of tourism and incoming tourism especially. The legislation is still not passed. Where do you see the problem there?
It definitely has started, and I think there was many subjects involved in the process of preparing the legislation, and also the wish of the ministry to have the important players involved. So after the law is or passes, there is no need for immediate changes in the law. And as far as I know, the law is now being put into the paragraphs, and most of the objection has been solved now, except the one with the Ministry of Finance, and that will probably remain so.
So how will it change the way the regions are now working with you, for instance? How will the competences change there?
Well, the competences will change in a sense that when the law is in place, the subjects will know exactly what is their responsibility, and if they want to use the responsibility, they would have to allocate budgets for that, because it doesn't work without money. So there will be newly and clearly set rules.